Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. And that au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger. Here for a limited time. Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. And that au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger. Here for a limited time.
Buddy, this is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio, and this is February 1st, 2019. Well, tonight I am going to do a little bit more with radiation news and do something I don't normally do on radio, or at least I haven't for a while, is give you the radiation level report for the United States. And then I'll do some other nuke news and throw in a curse removal energy balancing because I figure y'all still need it with all the craziness going on. And go from there. I just want to let everybody know that the TSA and the federal workers, especially the federal contractors, are not getting paid. The federal contractors, you know, the lowest people on the totem pole, they're not getting back pay yet. And if anything, they start getting a paycheck after they've worked another couple weeks. So, at least here in Hawaii, the unions, the AFL-CIO and the Teamsters have gotten together with the food banks, and they're going to the airports and you know, giving away free food to the federal workers. And I got to go to the one in Kona this morning, and it was really, really lovely to see. I'll be putting pictures of what happened up on my Facebook page. So if you're interested in seeing, you know, what happened there and what it looks like, come on over to my Facebook, Kathy Bilski. And while I was just kind of cruising through Twitter, like we all do, if you have a Twitter account, there was something that caught my eye that I said, oh my God, I just have to do this. And Trump and company put out this little, oh my goodness, oh, don't go brain dead on me now, Kathy, where they're asking for people's input. And they've got all these crazy questions, and they're actually geared toward the Trump supporter. So if you go on my Facebook page, you will find that little petition. It's not a petition. Oh my God, I feel so brain dead. I feel like now I got to go look it up and tell you what it is. But since I'm in my big computer, I think I will. And so you know exactly what I'm talking about, so you can find it. Because you really need this, it's really cool because you can actually give you there what you really, really feel. Oh, survey. Oh my God, there I go. See, I had to look up that word. I was blocking it. Duh. Have a radiation moment. So they are putting out this survey, and I put the link up so you can go check out the link and fill out the survey. Fill it out with honesty. I did, except I didn't put my real phone number because if you do, then you're going to get phone calls from them. And honest to God, they are really the last people on this earth, the Trump camp, that I want to get any kind of phone calls from, let alone text or anything like that. You know what I mean? So, but go ahead, fill out the survey. Have fun with it, you guys. I don't know how many times I put racist down or Nazi down or con or even Putin. And, you know, again, it's a survey because Trump is putting out this survey to get what your thoughts are so he can apply it toward the State of the Union, which nobody's going to watch. At least I won't. I'm sure I've got better things to do. And oh, my God. Oh, I have to tell you this. And I also have this on my Facebook page. I'll show it to you next week. Okay. I got, and this is awesome, a Trump toilet brush. And, you know, it's a toilet cleaning brush with the shape of Trump and his hair is the brush. It is fabulous. Not only did I buy one, I bought five because I want to use one. I mean, who wouldn't, for God's sake? And then I bought one because I'm thinking, you know, this might be a collector's item one day. And I also got, a friend of mine got me a roll of toilet paper with Trump's face on it. It's a set. I mean, what can I say? I feel my activist collection is almost complete now. I say almost because I'm sure something incredibly funny will come along. But yeah, I mean, go on Amazon. And as much as I like to promote them, I got mine. I'm going to tell you why I got it so cheap. You know, $4. I figure I could buy five. So, you know, it's a great gift for that person in your life who has everything and really doesn't like Trump. I'm just saying, not that I'm promoting the toilet brush, because if you go on Amazon, I think a friend of mine counted how many people are now selling these incredible, wonderful toilet cleaning brushes. I think there's over 150 people that he counted as of a couple days ago. So you can check around, and I'll tell you, I got mine for $4, and some of them were 10 and 12, but I'm thinking, you know, a brush is a brush. If it's got his face on it, good enough for me, and it does. All right, moving along. So I am now going to be Debbie Downer, and I'm going to give you the radiation level for the United States. And this is a little old, okay? It's a couple weeks old. So whatever I tell you that the radiation level is, it's going to be higher, okay? Yeah, good news for that one. Now, why am I doing the radiation level for the United States only? Well, because nobody else around the world will give me their radiation level. So if you did, I would be putting it out on air for everyone to listen to. Sharing is caring, right? Well, in case you're wondering or haven't really paid attention to my radio show, you would know that the nuclear disaster in Japan from Fukushima 8 years ago hasn't stopped. There's a gag order on it from Japan. They don't want any information coming out, and it does leak. You know, if you go to Japan, people there are afraid to talk about, or they don't even think about Fukushima and radiation. I mean, why would you? It's right in your face. And they're pretty much in denial. And again, they got the gag order, so they're a little fearful about talking about it. I, on the other hand, am not Japanese, and I can be chatty Cathy about it. I want you to know about this so you are careful with what you do outside. You take more vitamins, more minerals. You take cleansing baths. You do enemas. Ooh, doggy. What an excuse to do those. You know, you do whatever it takes to stay healthy. Now, as I give you the radiation report, you might as well go, you know, grab that bottle of wine and, you know, a big glass, or go light that doobie and start sucking it down, because this is not going to give you warm fuzzies. I'm being honest right up front. Now, radiation level works like this. Anything over 20 rads is bad. And that's a 20. Okay. So when I do this and give you the radiation level for the United States, I start with the most and the highest radiated city. And then I go down to the lowest, and it might be a little bit scrambled in between the cities, but it's generally pretty on. All right. Are you guys sitting down, drinking your wine and smoking that doobie yet? Because here we go. Now, oh, by the way, I'm going to round this off to the nearest million. Yeah, you heard me right. Million, not 20, not 100, not 500, but million radiation level. All right. So the winner, if you want to call them that, and the highest radiated level in the United States is Colorado Springs, and they are over 86 million. All right, then we have Raleigh, North Carolina, and they are at 80.5 million. Portland, Maryland, 80 million. Little Rock, Arkansas, 75.5 million. Navajo Lake, New Mexico, 71.5 million. Spokane, Washington, 68 million. Worcester, Massachusetts, 64.5 million. Riverside, California, 64 million. St. George, Utah, 63.5 million. Fresno, California, 62 million. San Diego, California, 61.5 million. Idaho Falls, Idaho, 61 million. Boston, Massachusetts, 58.5 million. Phoenix, Arizona, 57 million. Atlanta, Georgia, 57 million. Denver, Colorado, 57 million. Now, if you're going to wonder, we're going to stop here and go, gosh, Denver, Colorado is only at 57 million. Why is Colorado Springs at 85 million and there's such a big difference? Well, my friends, Colorado Springs also has a lot of uranium mines there. And it's polluting everything. So that, and then they've got the military to make it just a little bit sweeter. All right, then we have Tucson, Arizona. They're at 56 million. Casper, Wyoming, 55 million. San Bernardino, California, 55 million. Hartford, Connecticut, 55 million. Yuma, Arizona, 55 million. Los Angeles, California, 54 million. And for those of you that may have just tuned in, this is radiation level for the United States. Grand Junction, Colorado, 55 million, and anything over 20 rads is bad. Concord, New Hampshire, 52 million. El Paso, Texas, 51 million. Kansas City, Kansas, 50 million. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 50 million. Bakersfield, California, 50 million. Providence, Rhode Island, 50 million. Pierre, South Dakota, 50 million. Billings, Montana, 50 million. Louisville, Kentucky, 49 million. Reno, Nevada, 49 million. Laredo, Texas, 49 million. Boise, Idaho, 49 million. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 46 million. Mason City, Iowa, 46 million. Pittsburgh, 45 million. Shreveport, Louisiana, 45 million. Cleveland, Ohio, 44 million. New York City, New York, 43.5 million. Bismarck, North Dakota, 43 million. Kearney, Nebraska, 43 million. Augusta, Georgia, 44 million. Anaheim, California, 44 million. Champaign, Illinois, 43 million. Richland, Washington, 43 million. Fort Smith, Arkansas, 42 million. Lexington, Kentucky, 43 million. Lincoln, Nebraska, 42 million. Salt Lake City, Utah, 42 million. Charleston, West Virginia, 42 million. Corpus Christi, Texas, 42 million. Rapid City, South Dakota, 41 million. Virginia Beach, Virginia, 41 million. Harrisburg, Virginia, 41 million. Wichita, Kansas, 41 million. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 40 million. Tallahassee, Florida, 39 million. Memphis, Tennessee, 39 million. Amarillo, Texas, 39 million. Lockport, New York, 38 million. Richmond, Virginia, 38 million. Omaha, Nebraska, 38 million. Detroit, Michigan, 37 million. Madison, Wisconsin, 37 million. Des Moines, Iowa, 36 million. Fort Worth, Texas, 36 million. Aurora, Illinois, 37 million. Knoxville, Tennessee, 35 million. Carlsbad, New Mexico, 35 million. Birmingham, Alabama, 34 million. Rochester, New York, 36 million. Eureka, California, 32 million. Mobile, Alabama, 31 million. St. Paul, Minnesota, 32 million. Indianapolis, Indiana, 31 million. San Jose, California, 31 million. Houston, Texas, 30 million. Montgomery, Alabama, 29 million. Chicago, Illinois, 30 million. San Francisco, California, 28 million. Miami, Florida, 29 million. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 29 million. Yaphank, New York, 28 million. St. Louis, Missouri, 28 million. Duluth, Minnesota, 27 million. Burlington, Vermont, 27 million. Dallas, Texas, 26 million. Nashville, Tennessee, 26 million. Paducah, Kentucky, 26 million. San Antonio, Texas, 20 million. Philadelphia, 24 million. Tampa, Florida, 20 million. Fairbanks, Alaska is 20 million. Washington, D.C. is at 17 million. And Anchorage, Alaska is at the bottom once again at 15 million. Now you're going to go, wow, 15 million, that doesn't sound so bad when you consider Colorado Springs is over 86 million. But then again, when you figure that anything over 20 rads is bad, I don't know, anything over the first million just doesn't matter, does it? It just gets worse, worse, worser. Oh my God, and oh, we're so screwed, it's bad. Now, if you do have information anywhere around the world that's listening, and you've got information about your radiation level, let me know. Send it to me. Send it to my Facebook page. You know, send it to the radio station Facebook page. Just, you know, put my name on it so I pay attention. And I will get it out there. Our whole planet's being nuked. Now, if you think that's just happening in the United States, you know, think again, guys. Now, what's even makes it worse is when it rains, it's a nuclear rain. And playing in the snow is not the same anymore because it's radiated snow. Unfortunately, at times like these, you know, we all need a damn Geiger counter. Radiation counter. Just a thought. All right, moving on with more Fukushima news. Now, people, because I'm like Chatty Cathy about this over the years, you know, and even now they're asking, you know, how has Fukushima contaminated the water, the ocean? So we're going to take a little step back in time, and we're going to start at 2016 in March, and this is all from the Osaka News, and that's the local Tokyo paper. Now, TEPCO execs will not be indicted over Fukushima radioactive water leaks. Now, these are only snippets, so, you know, you're not going to get the whole lengthy article, but these are the key points. The Fukushima District Public Prosecutor's Office said on March 29th that it had not found sufficient evidence to indict Tokyo Electric Power Company, also known as TEPCO, President Naomi Hiroshi, and 31 other current and former executives over leaks of radioactive water from the Fukushima number one nuclear power plant into the ocean. And that is called having people paying you off. So we're going to jump to August 27th, 2017. And this is from Tokyo, local press report. Fukushima plant is releasing 770,000 tons of radioactive water. Keeping the three-core meltdowns of the Fukushima nuclear plant cool has been an ongoing challenge that is yet to be met. As fresh water is pumped over the cores, it is then stored on site in massive tanks. Recently, TEPCO announced that it would dump 770,000 tons of radioactive tritium water into the Pacific Ocean. The announcement infuriated local fishermen and environmental groups across Japan, if not the whole screwing world, you think? Now, if they're only owning up back then to 770,000 tons of radioactive material, you know darn well it's more. All right, we're going to move forward in time, and we're going to jump to April 30th, 2018. Fukushima officials continue to struggle with 1 million tons of radioactive water, and these fools will not let outsiders from anywhere on the planet come in and help. The tsunami-driven seawater that engulfed Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant has long since receded, but plant officials are still struggling to cope with another dangerous flood. The enormous amounts of radioactive water the crippled facility generates each day. More than 1 million tons of radiation-laced water is already being kept on site in an ever-expanding forest of hundreds of hulking steel tank. And so far, there's no plan to deal with them. Okay, so now we're going to jump forward in time. Are you guys still smoking that good dope and drinking your wine or beer or whatever you need to just absorb this radiation nuclear information? Okay, so now we are up to January 25th, 2019. It's also Tokyo. The Japan Broadcasting Corporation put out this little interesting tidbit. Fukushima tank leaked 300 tons of radioactive water since 2016. That's one tank, guys. Tokyo Electric Power Company said it has determined that water containing radioactive substances leaked from a tank at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant for more than 2 years. The company says there is no impact on the environment. Oh, gag me. Officials later found that the water level of a nearby tank had dropped since around November 2016. They say about 300 tons of water leaked from this tank. Don't you just want to bitch slap these people? I mean, honest to God, they just kind of sort of found that there's this leaking. Now, this 300 tons of radioactive material, which they just discovered in, you know, this month, now that has nothing to do with releasing over 770,000 tons of radioactive water that they did in 2017. I mean, you just want to go, and thank God you're not seeing me visually do that, okay? Now we're going to do more nuclear news because this is really, really awful, guys. If you do any kind of traveling over the United States from South Carolina to Nevada, you may want to have a heads up on this and really listen. Or if you know people that you love that may have traveled on those roads, on the state highways, on through, God, anywhere. Well, Trump's Energy Department secretly ships truckload of plutonium to Nevada, ignoring federal judges. Without notifying the city, citizens, or any state officials, and in the face of longstanding public resistance that prompted a federal court filing, Donald Trump's Department of Energy secretly shipped half a metric ton of radioactive plutonium from South Carolina to a site in Nevada. What the frig? The U.S. Department of Energy revealed on Wednesday that it secretly shipped weapons-grade plutonium from South Carolina to a nuclear security site in Nevada months ago, despite the state's protest. The transport of plutonium is, by definition, an extremely high-risk endeavor. Nevada argued that the Department of Energy failed to consider potential dangers of moving the poisonous radioactive material through densely populated areas, such as Las Vegas, to a potentially unstable site susceptible to flash floods and earthquakes. How reptilian can they be? Oh, there's more. The state had requested that the truck-borne shipment be blocked in November of last year and sought an injunction on the planned move in the U.S. District Court. As of January, the court had yet to rule on the injunction, and officials from the state were negotiating with the Department of Energy. It now appears that the negotiation were, as Nevada's Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak put it, a total sham. Oh, why are we not surprised on the part of Trump's Department of Energy? And it isn't as if officials were unaware of their deception. Although the DOE has refused to disclose exactly when the plutonium was shipped or the route taken, it was clearly a fait accompli, even as the state's lawsuit was still pending. In fact, before the suit was even filed, DOD officials were admonished by Judge Miranda Rue for not to act before her ruling, and they didn't bother to inform the court that, in fact, the plutonium had already been shipped. In January, Duke declined to immediately block the plutonium and indicated she wouldn't rule until February. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but is this another judge that might have some money coming in from somewhere, allegedly? You're going to hold off on making a ruling that truckloads of plutonium should or shouldn't be shipped across the country? Whoa. And all she can say is, I hope the government doesn't ship plutonium. Pending a ruling by this court. Oh my God, gag me again. Trump's Energy Department secretly ships truckload of plutonium to Nevada, ignoring federal judge. Government Sisolak and the state Senate and congressional delegations are, in a word, furious. Have you all heard about this? Have you heard about them being outraged on national news at all? So Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak said he's beyond outraged by this completely unacceptable deception. Well, he better be more outraged in a little bit louder way, don't you think? He announced at a hastily called news conference in Carson City late Wednesday, the state is now seeking another court order to block any more shipments of plutonium as it pursues any and all legal remedies, including contempt of court orders against the federal government. Like, the government's really listening. Not. Democrat Senator Jackie Rosen called the government's move deceitful and unethical. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, also a Nevada Democrat, said she would demand department officials come to her office on Thursday to explain how they made the reckless decision in such bad faith. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I just want to bitch slap these people again. They're playing with our lives. Once again, it appears that lying and endangering U.S. citizens are things that just go with the territory in Trump's administration. Oh, God. You know, it's not like you got the weather and shutdowns. And now you have to worry about that if you're traveling somewhere, that you don't have a nuclear shipment next to you. And they're not going to mark it. They're not going to mark the trucks. And you'll not ever know if there's been a leak. And you'll never know why all of a sudden you might have come down with cancer because of something that you passed on the road and you got hit with some nuclear material and radiation you weren't counting on. Now, y'all need to call your senators and your congresspeople and demand they take action, demand that they call the DOE and stop this. Your lives and our lives, everyone in this country is at stake because of these reptilian people we have in government. And guys, in the other foreign country out there in Russia, you know, Putin's just as reptilian, okay? So, you know, just because I'm knocking Trump down, which he is in Putin's pocket, for God's sake, he's a big puppet and a big reptilian, so is Putin. Equal time. Well, that's it for the nuclear news in the United States. And guys, you know, y'all got your own nukes and your own nuclear reactors in almost every country. And you know what, guys? All nuclear reactors leak. All of them. If you live near a nuclear reactor, you're getting a little extra radiation to breathe. And in the United States, the nuclear reactors are allowed to release X amount into the air every night without telling the people that live near them. How reptilian insane. Alrighty. Well, I did say I would do the curse removal energy balancing for you guys after I did the Debbie Downer stuff. So put down your drinks and put down your doobie and let's do a little bit of energy work. Let's do the curse removal energy balancing. So for those that are going to participate, I want you to sit down, put your feet flat on the floor and sit up as straight as you can. Put your hands in your lap like you're going to receive. And I want you to start taking some gentle deep breaths. I want you to inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And keep doing that till I tell you to stop. As you're doing that, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing. And I seal you in the pink flame of love. And I call to all your teachers, guides, masters, all the divine beings that work with you and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more gentle deep breath and exhale out everything left that's negative in your body that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy again going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing energy coming down from God. And as it comes into the top of your head, which is your crown chakra, I want you to allow it to flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator. And you become this very open, even more spiritual, awakened being filled with all these new possibilities. And now allow that divine energy to flow down and come out of your throat chakra. And now feel that divine energy to flow out of your third eye? Let's pop up and let that energy come out of your third eye, which is in your forehead. And now let that energy drop down and flow out of your throat chakra. Let it come out of your heart chakra. And now feel it flow out of your solar plexus. Now allow that divine energy to drop down and come out of your belly button chakra. And now feel that energy come out of your sacral. Feel it flow out of your root chakra. So allow all that divine energy now, flow all the way down your legs, let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Allow it to flow down your arms and out your hands and feel it flow down your spine. So take one more gentle, deep breath. And as you exhale, again, feel anything dark or negative that's still left in your body that doesn't serve you being released as you exhale, and then breathe normal. And now I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own, clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on, and as ties to all those elementals are cut. I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all their unwanted energy back to God, fill them up with love, and I command them to be neutral or only emit love. And I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that could have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, witchcraft, Santa Maria, voodoo, or even just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want the stick, pen, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, your life's purposes, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently peeled off of you too, like an onion skin that no longer serves you, and it's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you, we also send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. If there is anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through dark magic, Santa Maria, voodoo, witchcraft, anything satanic or just dark thoughts sent your way. We're going to ask them to stop, step forward in the light. And if they choose to continue doing that dark work, which is their free will, we ask their higher self and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in the bubble of mirror. And the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year, until they do works of good. And we're going to add the violet flame to the bubble to transmute any of their out of balance energies that they want to push through and manifest. And the bubble of mirror again stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. Now I call to your higher self and ask your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health, and it starts manifesting in your body now. So allow all that energy integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, feel more of you starting to center, pull back in body, become very, very clear-headed. And now feel a little bit of the earth energy come up your feet and ground a little bit. And the higher that earth energy goes, the more you ground. The more clear-headed you are. And it's easier to make decisions, and you know, the answers come to you quicker. Now, if you are still energy high after the show, I'm not going to tell you to go hug a tree because it might be a little too cold. So you might want to eat a little bit. That'll help you pull back in a body. Take a bath. That'll help you relax. Holding the stone hematite is a great grounder. Lodestone will help you ground. And it'd be really good if you got some of that. It's always part of, you know, should be part of your, what I call your earth kit. And speaking of earth kit, I want to talk a little bit about the violet flame. And if you've not ever heard about the energy of the violet flame, it's really one of the strongest energies you can work with. It's a physical representation of the amethyst crystal. And what the violet ray does when you invoke it, it negates cause, effect, record, memory of karma. It transmutes light to dark. It cleans up your energy. It helps you transmute any negativity, any negative energy that's being thrown at you. Maybe you've got an entity that it's attached that you can transmute that energy and raise your energy. It's very, very powerful. I use it all the time. And one of my first experiences with the violet flame, oh my God, it's like lifetimes ago. And it's when I was smoking pot pretty heavy and I got very, very brain dead where I couldn't think really, couldn't hold a really good conversation. I was fried. I'll own it. Like, you know, y'all never had those moments, but I was really fried. So I was guided to a book called The Science of the Spoken Word. And it was about doing invocations to the violet flame, but really caught my eye was it said that if you do invocations in the violet flame and get you off of drugs and, you know, get you off your addiction. I didn't know if I wanted to give up pot that much, but what the hell, I was pretty fried. And, you know, when I woke spiritually, I just literally told spirit, you know, there's so many books out there and I really don't want to mess up my mind with unnecessary knowledge that, you know, people channel that I don't need. Just give me things, put things in my path that I could read, take, utilize, and actually see something happening. So I took the science of the spoken word and I read through it once. And as I read through it, I had a little notebook and I wrote down the decrees that made, well, that felt good, that really pertained to me. So I had about 10 or 15 of these decrees set aside. Then I committed, I'm going to read in the morning and at night. It usually took me about 15, 20 minutes. And it said that what you really would do is read each decree three times. Yeah, I can do that. So I did them for the first 6 days. And then on the seventh day, which was a Sunday, now, in this book, it says that if you did each decree 33 times, that it is the ultimate. And I went, well, what the hell, right? What do I got to lose? So I went outside with my decrees that were special to me, and I decided I was going to do them 33 times. And by the way, I took a jar of pennies out, 33 pennies, so I would not lose count. Can you imagine how horrible that would be to get to about 25, 26 and forget where you were? Anyway, that wasn't happening. So I had my jar of pennies. But what happened to me was, and this is really cool, you know, they call the violet flame also the singing flame because it cleans up your cells and your atoms and your molecules. And every time you have a negative thought, kind of tars up the body. And that's when your body breaks down. So the violet flame, the more you invoke it, it's like scrubbing bubbles and it cleans up all that energy. And, you know, you literally shine, you feel better, and your energy's higher. So after that Sunday where I did all those decrees that I had set in my book aside, in my book, 33 times at the end of that day on Sunday, when I went back and I just got really quiet in a light meditative state, I was seeing all purple and my body hummed. You know, I was going, Pretty cool hum, huh? Thanks. But what I found is my mind was back together. I could hold conversations and I changed so fast that people wouldn't acknowledge it. And I had to pull away from all my friends until they, you know, could say, yeah, Kathy really changed. And it took them about a week. They're pretty brilliant people. And that's how quick the violet flame can work. Now, if there's dark entities, now when I first really got into the metaphysical world and God was sending me missions and things I had to learn, I would have the reptilians come around and just kind of etherically, invisible, of course, and kind of just, you know, tap me on the shoulder. Now, have you ever been in a room where it's been pretty warm, then all of a sudden it drops down and gets freezing cold? Well, I have. And to me, my truth is that the reptilians are around and they're sucking our life force and they're spying on us. You know, it's how they feed off of energy. They feed off of energy. They feed off your anger. So when I would feel them around, I would cut the ties with Michael the Archangel, and I would tie and bind these guys, put them through the violet flame to clean up their energy, send them back to God, and then fill that space up with an angel of peace, abundance, whatever. Don't ever leave an empty space. And it was kind of crazy because, you know, these guys would just kind of, you know, tap my shoulder saying like, hey, I'm here. And then I would get rid of them again. And then it would happen. And I'm going, what the hell is going on? I'm getting rid of you. Why are you coming back? And a brilliant friend of mine said, duh. And kind of like that. You don't get it, do you? And I went, duh, what did I get? You're doing service work. These reptilians are coming around because they know you can release them and let them go. And I went, oh, that's what it is, eh? And truthfully, after I'd done this for a couple of months, they stopped coming around. Go figure. Guess they didn't want to go back to the light. So I, you know, clean them in other ways, if you know what I mean, doing other energy work. So the violet flame is very, very powerful. It's really great if you want to clear out your home of dark entities. when I'm being under psychic attack and I can feel it and I need, all of a sudden I'm, give you another example. When my kids were young and I would wake up in the morning and I was really Miss Bitch and they did nothing to deserve it. Well, the weight of the earth was so heavy with negativity, or I was under psychic attack and reacting badly. But you know what? It didn't matter what the excuse or the reason, I had to stop it. So I would literally leave the room and I would chant to the violet flame, I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. Now you can write that down. It's an easy, simple chant. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. And when you chant that, you imagine yourself invoking the violet flame around you or around anybody else that needs help. Okay, so I would chant this. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. And the more intent you put in it, using the power of the spoken word, the quicker it's going to burn off that negativity and that energy. And if I have to chant it for 10 minutes by God until I feel it release, I do. And then I go back to my family who I have found because I've released that negativity. You know, it seems like I've released it also around them too. And we can go back to being a really lovely, wonderful, loving family again. So the violet flame is very powerful to use if you've got an entity stuck in your house that needs to, that's stuck. Can't go anywhere. Doesn't want to go anywhere. I call to Michael the Archangel and I cut the ties with whatever it's attached to. Send it through the violet flame, or even call and send the violet flame through the whole house and expand it so it goes, you know, to your property boundaries. And if you want to expand it even more, go for it. You're transmuting energy. You're turning dark to light. You're raising energy. And, you know, you've listened to me enough. I'm always invoking the violet flame and cleansing y'all with it. Because it works. So add that, you know, give it a try. See what happens. See if magic happens. Go into the grocery store. And, you know, if you ever notice when you go in the grocery store, you're really happy. And then you come out and you're really angry because you picked up everybody's energy. And everybody is unhappy because of all the higher prices and they don't have enough money and blah, blah, blah. And you're like the sponge and you're just like, yeah, okay, I'll take it on. I wouldn't even know I'm taking it on. And I'm just going to be pissy and angry after I leave. Woo, fun. All right, well, you don't want to be there. So again, you know, when you go out, know that this energy is not yours. And you might have done a little service work by, you know, taking it away from those people. But if you don't want to take it on at all, when you go into the store, you can do two things. Connect yourself with the Creator. Send that little silver antenna up. Feel that incredible high energy come pouring into your crown chakra. Feel it flow out your heart. Just start master blasting everybody with that high energy, God energy light. And when you're sending that energy, you're not going to be sucking up everybody else's energy. And you're raising everybody's energy. So now you're doing service work. And if you want to do even more, chant. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. And just walking through the store, you can multitask. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. Now, I find myself doing this when I've got to stand in line at the bank so I don't get angry by waiting or anywhere that I'm waiting.
The hustle is real, and every day is a grind. But every now and then, you just need a break. A break to treat yourself to something delicious. Like Mickey D's world-famous fries. They're crispy, they're salty, they're golden. And now a small order of fries is just $1. And to make your break even better, add any size soft drink like an ice cold Coke for just $1 more. Own your break with a small order of fries for $1. Only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones makes studio quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.